A legacy of truth, a guiding flame. Love for the prophet, his timeless aim. A legacy of truth, a guiding flame. Love for the prophet, his timeless aim. The legacy of Raza.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله. Welcome once again dear viewers of Mandarin Channel to our program called The Legacy of Raza, and alhamdulillah, today is a beautiful topic in regards to the love of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, what a beautiful topic for today, inshallah. You will enjoy it today, so please stay tuned towards the end. Alhamdulillah, we have our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Hafiz Muhammad Kaleem Al-Madani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Ustad Sab. Inshallah, we will hear words of wisdom from Ustad Sab as well. Before we start our topic, let us hear some virtues of reciting salawat upon the best of creation. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one who recites 50 times the Durood Sharif every single day, I will shake hands with him on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today's topic is in regards to the love of Sayyidi Imam Ahl Sunnat for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, just the work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat proves the amount of love that he possessed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi fulfilled a beautiful sunnah of the Sahaba, which was poetry. You see, Sayyidina Hassan ibn Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was also a poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise, many companions would recite poetry for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And without any comparison, bila tashbih wa tamseel, you see, Sayyidi Imam Ahl Sunnat, subhanallah, hadaiq bakhshish, just itself, is a karama of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, in which he has written so many poetries in regards to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Initially, a general person is unable to understand the poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, but you have to analyze and read it properly. The way that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi talks about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You see, Ala Hazrat, the love that he possessed for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is beyond our imagination. So, question is that how much love do we have for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? You see, claiming love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very easy. It's very easy to claim. If I was to ask anyone, do you love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Answer is going to be yes. But answers and actions, they differ. You see, everybody can claim to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but actions, they show and they reflect the love that a person has for someone. So if our actions, if they are in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if they reflect the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then that means that we are the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But if you see the love that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had, the way he expressed his love was through poetry. You see, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi expressed his love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in many ways. By following his sunnah was one way, you know, by following shariat was another way, and in one way was writing poetries for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You see, that when people would deny the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, back in the time, or even today, people deny the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, his pen got up and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat wrote, Suraj ulte, paon palte, chand ishare se ho chak, andhe munkir dekh le kudrat Rasulullah ki. So you see, when people would deny the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat wrote this poetry. When people would deny the shafa'a, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat wrote, Aaj le unki pana, aaj madad maang unse, phir na maanenge qiyamat mein agar maan gaya. When people would deny the physical light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the qalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat got up and wrote, Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai ayn noor tera, sab gharana noor ka. When people would deny the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not a mercy for us, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. When people would deny this matter, that how is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam a rahmah for us? How is a mercy for us? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat wrote, عَرْشِ حَقْهَ مَسْنَدَ رِفْعَةَ رَسُولُ اللَّهَ كِي دَيْكَنِيهَ حَشَرَمَ عِزَّةَ رَسُولُ اللَّهَ كِي. Just like this, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he would defend the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by writing so many poetries. And then again, which is another topic, the way Sayyidi Ala Hazrat defended the honor and the way he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, showed his love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the amount of knowledge that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat possessed. Allahu Akbar. You see, when people came to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat with many, many questions, questioning the ilmul ghaib of Rasulullah, questioning the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, likewise questioning the noor, the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if he had not been for the ilm that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat had possessed within his mind, then how would it be impossible, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, to go against and fight against these individuals to defend the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? You see the knowledge, the ilm that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat possessed in regards to defend the honor of Rasulullah, because to defend the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ilm is necessary. To have knowledge is necessary. And the knowledge that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had, subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala has the knowledge of ilm al-Qur'an. He had the knowledge of tafsir of the Qur'an. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had the knowledge of usul al-tafsir, ilm al-tajweed, ilm al-qirat, ilm al-hadith, usul al-hadith, asma'u al-rijal, ilm al-fiqh, usul al-fiqh, fiqh hanfi. He had knowledge of ilm al-sarf, ilm al-mantiq, ilm al-manazara, ilm al-ma'ani, ilm al-badi'. He had the knowledge of ilm al-nahw, ilm al-faraid. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted immense knowledge to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, upon which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote more than 1,000 books on these sciences. This was the love that he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not did he only show his love through words, rather he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi also showed his love through his actions. Subhanallah, this is how a true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is. So we will move on to our Ustaz Sahab. Ustaz Sahab, what would you say the amount of love that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat possessed for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahli Sunnat, Mujaddid Deen o Millat, Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, was the Mujaddid of his time. He performed many tajdidi works. He was a revivalist. Now, when we speak about tajdid, mostly people understand that to be tajdeed, which entails correcting heretical and deviant beliefs. This is one part of tajdeed, of course, a main part as well. So in Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma's era and time period, there were people who were, na'udhu billah, claiming all sorts of things. That ma'adallah, Allah ta'ala can lie. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's knowledge of the unseen is nothing special. They would mention many, many disrespectful statements like this. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma answered all of them comprehensively. So he did what we would say, a battle with them through the pen. So this was his major part of life. It was spent in writing, researching, answering questions. We touched upon in a previous episode how all the way in Africa, a far distance from India, people would send letters to Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma for answers, for satisfactory answers to their questions, because they knew he was a and an ocean of knowledge. And they knew Bareilly was the hub of knowledge as well at that time. Not only awam, laymen, but ulama and khawas and elite would come to him. So this was one aspect of his revivalist works, his tajdidi works. He was a mujaddid. But subhanAllah, we're talking about the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we would say that one tajdidi work he carried out is that he revived that love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hearts of people. Because awam, when they live in an area where, na'udhu billah, you have different views, many disrespectful views regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning visiting Medina Sharif is not important, honoring the family of the Prophet alayhi wasallam holds no special virtue. When people hear these things and they begin to believe them as true, what's happening? The love of the Prophet alayhi wasallam is being removed from their hearts. Now, soon in those people's lives, there comes a time where they consider the Prophet alayhi wasallam an ordinary person like themselves. Now, this is the, you could say, the height of jahalat, ignorance, and a lack of understanding, of course. So it was at that time when Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma made people aware that loving the Prophet alayhi wasallam is deen, is part of our iman, and is not optional. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us himself that la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. A very famous hadith that none of you will truly believe until I become more beloved to him than his own parents, than his father, his children, and all of mankind. And who acted upon this hadith? Who explained this hadith to us? The Sahaba. The Sahaba loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much that when he would have his blessed hair cut after pilgrimage, they would almost fight with one another to try and obtain the blessed hair as tabarruk, the form of blessings. Similarly, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform wudu, the wudu water that would come off his blessed limbs, again, they would compete with one another. We want that wudu water. What do they want to do with it? They want to rub it on themselves. Tabarruk. Because they knew the wujud of the Prophet alayhi salam was full of blessings. And that's the aqidah that every Muslim should adopt. And in Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma's time, he once again told people that if you want to know how to respect the Prophet alayhi salam, don't look at the people of this age who are confusing you. Look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Time does not permit, but if we start speaking about the adab of the Sahaba towards the Prophet alayhi salam, we'll be here all day and all night, and we still wouldn't do justice. But that's our dalil, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's love should be flowing in every vein of your body. So Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, part of his tajdidi work, he once again showed people how to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there couldn't be a better description than when describing Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma than Ashiqur Rasul. Meaning the best description. And this is a description, Ahmed Bhai, that's not only accepted by his own people, people who are his muhibbin, even people who are his foes and enemies, even when they speak about Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, they can't hide this fact. They say he was a great lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this was numaya, this was distinct and unique to his zat. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he mentions, he says, among sciences and knowledge by which and for which I live, I have been blessed with the love of three subjects. First of all, and the best of all, the most superior and the most precious, the defense of my master, the chief of all messengers, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Defending his, sallallahu alayhi wasallam's honor from the unbridled tongue of every mean and contemptible deviant who insolently says disrespectful things about him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He continues and he says, this alone is sufficient for me, if my Lord Almighty accepts. And this is my expectation from my Lord. And he, Jalla Jalaluhu, has said, Ana inda dhanni abdi bi, I shall be just as my slave expects me to be. Number one, Allah says, this is what I live for, to defend the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his honor. Secondly, Allah says, I live for what? Refuting all other heretics who claim that they belong to the religion and are religious, but nay, they are not, they are corrupt and nefarious. And thirdly, issuing fatawa to the best of my ability, according to the well-grounded and abundantly clear Hanafi madhab. Meaning, if you look at the three life goals, the three main masrufiyat of Allah Hazrat, then they were these three things. Number one, honoring the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and defending his honor from every deviant. Those who try and na'udhu billah attack the Prophet alayhi salam, try to lower his rank in the eyes of people. They can't lower his rank in the court of Allah, of course, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has said, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. And we know the tafsir of that, that every coming moment is better than the previous moment. So the darajat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are being raised every single second. And the awam who are unknowledgeable, who are unaware, they're easily tricked. And people try to, na'udhu billah, give them this impression that the Prophet alayhi salam is not deserving of this praise that we give him. And that people exaggerate and that people go over the top. But how can we go over the top? This reminds me of when somebody came to Allah Hazrat alayhi rahmah. And again, this sums up his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone came to the court of Allah Hazrat alayhi rahmah and they said, do you know what, you people, you praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too much. You go beyond the limits. Allah Hazrat alayhi rahmah said to him, here's a paper. You tell me the limit and we'll make sure we don't go past that. And the person couldn't write anything. Meaning, you don't even know the maqam or the true status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Hazrat alayhi rahmah himself, he mentions that, you touched upon his poetry. He said that writing poetry is not a simple thing. It's not easy. He says, if you do actually go beyond the limits and you attribute godship and divinity to the Prophet alayhi salam, you've committed shirk. And if you don't do justice to praising the Prophet alayhi salam, then you disrespected him. He says it's a very difficult path to travel on. Today, every other person picking their pen up and I'm a poet, but it's not as easy as that. Big ulama like Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmah said, when we do write poetry, again, it's with ihtiyat, a lot of ghor and fikr and pondering. So going back to it, these were the life goals, defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then refuting all heretical groups and deviants. And lastly, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmah says, serving the Hanafi madhab. We know in Fatawa Razviyah, answered thousands and thousands of questions. But how we can learn from this is this our life goal as well? What's our life goal? Majority of people, I want to buy a house. Then when I buy a house, I want to buy another one. I want to buy another one. I want to have a business. And don't get me wrong, with good intentions, with salih niyat, things are possible. But we can't make them our life goals. Life goals should be serving the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to be true in that claim. We touched upon the claim of loving the Prophet alaihi wasallam. But if you want to be true in that claim, then you have to be busy serving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's religion, serving the Prophet alaihi wasallam's sunnah, serving the Prophet alaihi wasallam's sadat ikram, his ahlul bayt. These are ways that you can prove that you truly love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then this hadith, when we look at it, then we'll say that maybe somewhat we are fulfilling the requirements of the hadith, la yu'minu ahadukum, because we are trying to show we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything. Not to people, but in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet alaihi wasallam. May Allah give husna tawfiq, inshallah.
Ameen. Subhanallah, beautiful words. You know, Ustaz, like you mentioned at the start, there's a lot of people nowadays as well, that so many people have said so many things about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his ilmul ghaib, in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the possibility of lying, etc. Even today, in today's society, there's people that out there that say that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like us. They say that he walks like us, he talks like us, he eats like us, he drinks like us. And they say that he herded the sheep of Halimatu Sa'diyah, radiallahu ta'ala anha. He bled in the battle of Taif. You know, these are all characteristics.
You know this thing, sorry to cut off, but this thing is what the kuffar would say.
Jiji.
So in the Quran, وَقَالُوا مَا لِي هَذَا الرَّسُولِ. They say, what's special about this messenger? يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامِ. He eats food. وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. And he walks around in the marketplaces. So those people who are saying the same thing today, who are they following?
مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ.
Yes.
You see, so they say this, But then our answer to them starts off is that they see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing this. But do they not see that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the one who led the Anbiya on the night of Mi'raj? So they see that that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's walking, he's talking. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ashraful khalq. He is afdalul khalq as well. You know, somebody, they were saying that, is the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more superior, or the chamber of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that more superior? Now, to a layman, we quite know what the answer would be. But initially, the answer is that the chamber of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more superior than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the question would be, how is that possible? So this is like we could understand the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through this. The answer was given, arsh is khalq, is created. Whereas the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is afdalul khalq. If he's more superior than every single creation, the arsh is also creation. But the Messenger of Allah is afdal than that. And the chamber of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is touching the soil. So anything which touches the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam automatically becomes pure and beautiful. Like you mentioned, that when the halaq would do halq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba around them would almost fight each other just so that they can get some sort of barakah from the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, a lot of people like to say that he's like us, but how can that be possible? That when, you know, if we in hot weather nowadays, when we sweat, nobody wants to come near us. We have to put deodorant on every 2 seconds, that when I meet somebody, I don't want him to have that sense of, you know, that disgust. But when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perspirate, when his body would perspirate, subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat writes, and he has sartaba qadamah. Then a sultan is a man pool, labba pool, dahan pool, badan pool, zakan pool. Wallah jo mal jaye, mere gul ka paseena, maange na kabhi itar phir na chahe dulhan pool. You know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, through every single aspect, through every single characteristic of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you could say Ala Hazrat wrote a poetry about it. And if our sweat, people become disgusted, and by the perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people want to go and meet him more. You know, as I say that, Umma Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would gather the perspiration of Rasulullah to mix it with the with her fragrance to make it even more beautiful. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioned her on this, Ya Umma Sulaim, ma hadha alladhi tasna'in? Now, what is this that you're doing? And she radiallahu ta'ala anha replied in a beautiful manner that I'm making my fragrance even more beautiful. If this was a form of exaggeration, because imagine that as well as awesome nowadays, somebody gathering somebody's sweat. Okay, you know, people say, like those people that question Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, that, oh, you exaggerate in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Could this not be classed as exaggeration? If somebody was to do this nowadays, yeah, that, okay, I'm going to gather this person's sweat. You may think, oh, are you feeling okay? Mm-hmm. But this was the love that the Sahabas and the Sahabiyat, they possessed for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, you know, he would take out each scenario and he would make a poetry out of it. You know, this was the love. So if you need to talk about the Sahabas, their love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of going to a doctor, instead of going to a tabib, they'll go to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know what happened with him, okay? His eye socket came out, went to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, applied his blessed saliva, eye socket went back in.
That eye became stronger.
Stronger than the other one as well, subhanAllah. Likewise with Hassan Ali, radiallahu ta'ala an, in the battle of Khaybar. The ailment, he wasn't there. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where is he? He said that he's ill, he's got an ailment in his eye. Brought him, applied saliva there as well. So this is all what you call love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Just there, remember Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an as well, where he was resting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam's blessed head was in his lap.
Subhanallah.
Coming back from an expedition of some sort. And he saw that the Asr time was limited. And he allowed the sun to set. Did not perform Asr, because the Prophet alayhi wa sallam was resting. And he thought to himself, if I disturb the sleep of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, that's wrong as well. So he's having to choose in namaz It is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
And then the sleep of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Suyuti and other scholars mentioned this is a sahih hadith that he missed his salah. And when the Prophet alayhi wa sallam awoke, he asked, why are you distressed? Why are you so concerned? He mentioned what had happened. That the Asr Salah had been missed. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam brought back the sun to its place. Mm-hmm. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala offered his Asr Salah. So what did he show that day? That on the one hand, there is obedience to Allah, ibadah. On the other hand, is serving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He showed the dunya that ibadat has its own maqam. But even here, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants from a believer to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. So the Sahaba, every amal, every action, when they spend time with the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, is a dalil for us. And those people who try to brainwash others, try to give the wrong impression that we go over the top, then what will they say about the Sahaba, as you said? What hukum will they apply to the Sahaba? The Sahaba were the best of this generation. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with a portion of that love that the Sahaba possessed. If we even receive a drop that the Sahaba had, we would be successful in what was, inshallah.
Subhanallah. You know, that's another thing as well. When people talk about exaggeration, you know, the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed wudu, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spat his phlegm out. The companions put the hand underneath it and they wiped it over the faces and body. If I was to ask a person today, that you know when your brother or your dad or your friend spits phlegm out, put your hand underneath it, you know, what you're talking about? Why would I do something like that?
Even if it's someone very close.
Exactly.
To him. Yeah.
Even if somebody's beloved to him, you know, what are you talking about? Why would I do something like that? But the companions knew that this is not an ordinary person.
Allah.
This is Afdalul Khalq, this person is. You know, that's why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat himself, I mean, he writes this about himself, but it's a lesson for all of us. He says, Khofna rakh raza zara, tu to hai abd Mustafa, tere liye aman hai, tere liye aman hai. Meaning, he said, don't fear, O Raza, because you are the servant of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, you are the lover of Rasulullah, and for you there's safety.
Allah.
Now here is a lesson for all of us, that if we want safety in the grave or in the hereafter, on the Day of Judgment, we need to become true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By becoming the true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there's aman for us. Wow. Then there's, you know, safety for us.
That's when a person tastes that pleasure, you know, the pleasure of iman as well. When you love the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, you mentioned a few couplets, so I would like to gain the privilege of mentioning some couplets as well of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, because his heart was almost bursting. It was about to burst with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have a famous couplet where Ala Hazrat describes how much he loves the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, this God-given love that he has for the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. He says, Karun tere naam pe jaan fida, na bas ek jaan, do jahan fida, do jahan se bhi nahi ji bara, karun kya karoron jahan nahi. He says, he starts off by saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'd sacrifice my life for you. And then he says, not just my life, both worlds for you. Meaning dunya and akhirah. And then he says, even after sacrificing both worlds, I'm not satisfied. I want to sacrifice more. And he says, karun kya karoron jahani, I don't have millions and millions of worlds. If I did, sacrifice everything upon your Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That shows us that his love was overflowing. He was a true Ashiqur Rasul. And that's why, subhanAllah, his legacy lives on. We speak about the legacy of Raza. It's because he proved it in his lifetime. In those years, every day was spent in obedience to Allah and His Messenger. Every day was spent teaching people how to love Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's why a century has passed since he has departed from this world. But those memories, those things he left behind are as fresh as ever. We speak about them. We refresh our iman by them. And we gain jazba as well, alhamdulillah.
More than a century has passed, and his, you know, the word of Ala Hazrat, his name is still around the world.
Everywhere.
Whether it's India, Pakistan, UK, South Africa, where you go, people already know who Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is. He's mentioned Ala Hazrat, Ahmad Raza.
This is the hadith as well that we've come across, where when Allah Ta'ala loves someone, He announces to Jibreel alayhi salam, I love so-and-so, you love him also. Jibreel alayhi salam announces to the other angels, Malaika Muqarrabin, that this is the hukum that Allah has given. We must love so-and-so on the earth. Meaning before He's given that qabuliyah on the earth, there's qabuliyah in the heavens, where the angels are, the Malaika Muqarrabin. the praise is already mentioned there. And then on the earth, يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, meaning Allah Ta'ala gives that person critical acclaim, you could say wide, worldwide acclaim and renown. Like you said, you can go anywhere in the world, you will find lovers of Allah Hazrat. Why? Because he was a lover of the Prophet ﷺ. You will find institutes in his name. You will find masajid named after him. You will find people doing PhDs on him. Can you imagine this personality that people are doing their PhD is like the last stage of your studies, the pinnacle. And they've decided to speak about this personality, write about this personality. Why? Because his love was sincere for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah has placed his love in the hearts of millions and millions across the world. And that's why we love the great Imam, we honor him, and we pray that Allah give us tawfiq to follow his teachings as well.
I mean, you know, likewise, the way the Sahaba would have love for the Messenger of Allah, you know, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he served the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approximately for 10 years, I believe. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even once in those 10 years said, why like this or why like that? And Hazina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, and the way he describes the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَلَا مَسِسْتُ خَزًّا قَطُّ وَلَا حَرِيرًا وَلَا شَيْئًا كَانَ أَلْيَنَ مِنْ كَفِّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلَا شَمَمْتُ مِسْكًا قَطُّ وَلَا عِطْرًا كَانَ أَطْيَبَ مِنْ عَرَقِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So I've never touched any cotton, any silk, which is, or I've not touched anything which is more softer than the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've not smelt any musk or any itar, any sort of fragrance which is more fragrant than the perspiration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, like I said as well, he just reads the ahadith and makes poetries on them. And like you mentioned, it's not easy. It's not easy. You know, people, they need to look at the work. If, first of all, I would say, let them read Hadaiq Bakhshish. If they were to read Hadaiq-e-Bakhshish, the poetry that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat wrote, from only that they will understand what Ala Hazrat was and the amount of love that he had for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yeah, I mean, the Sunnah says that if you want to increase your love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rapidly, then hear Naat read by those with beautiful voices, and especially he mentions, emphasizes that hear the Naats of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. Like you said, every couplet is filled with Ishq-e Rasool and it's describing a hadith, an event in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, love for the Prophet ﷺ. In fact, commentaries have been written on Hadaiq-e Bakhshish, which span volumes and volumes and volumes.
Commentaries.
So, it was a very ilmi shakhsiyat. One thing I would like to mention in regards to Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma also is that in terms of defending the Prophet ﷺ, and we know this was his life mission as well, this is what would satisfy him the most. Look what he says. When Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma would defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people would end up swearing at him, writing letters to him, filled with profanities, insults, abusing him, swearing, using offensive language. A normal person, if you received a letter like that, who is this guy? I need to take him to court. You know, I'm going to make sure I find out where he lives. We're going to land. We're going to do this. We're going to take people with us. How dare he speak to me like that? Does he not know who I am? Obviously, we become egotistical. It can happen. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, when he would receive such letters, he would consider it as mission accomplished. He would say that as long as they're abusing me, they're not abusing or insulting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what my goal was. To divert them from that, because they've destroyed the akhirah by doing that. They're destroying people's akhirah by writing such things. Now, when they're writing against me, I take solace and comfort in the fact that at that time, when they're writing and investing energy in trying to swear at me, insult me, they're not speaking about the Prophet ﷺ in an ill way. Look at the thinking. Meaning, he didn't want anyone to be engaged in that filthy act. You know, you might think that, oh, let them destroy the akhirah. But he's like, why? Why are they speaking like this? How dare they write like this? I put myself in the way. I'm fine. I don't care if they abuse me day and night. As long as they're not abusing or insulting or using offensive language towards my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm fine with that. So again, this shows you that he was very sincere in his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there's so many waqiyat about how he had true love for everything connected to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. whether it's the words of the Prophet عليه السلام, the family of the Prophet عليه السلام. In Dawlatul Hadith Sharif, when we study the last year in Dars-e Nizami, we study Siha Sitta, some other books as well of Hadith. And mostly in the subcontinent, Indian subcontinent, people sit on the floor, teachers sit on the floor. But we live in the UK, so we sit on chairs, maybe a bit more comfortable. And there's no haraj in that, meaning if you're comfortable, you need to be comfortable when hearing the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, his love was so unique, it didn't allow him to sit. It's mentioned in the seerah of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma that when he would give darse hadith, he would stand up the entire lesson. And sometimes those lessons would last for 5 hours, 6 hours. Allah. Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma the whole time would stand up with book in hand. We read the hadith, we would commentate on the hadith out of adab and respect for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words. We're talking about the alfaz mubarakah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was before him, the amount of adab he would show.
Allah.
This is Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma. And then the Sadat-e Kiram, this whole topic in itself, how much Allah Hazrat loved the Sadat. And we can see that Faiz has reached Amir al-Sunnah through Allah Hazrat as well. How much he respects the Sadat, how much he encourages people to respect Sadat. Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, in a gathering, when he would distribute something sweet, it's mentioned, for example, Matai, sweet meats, we call them. If he knew there was a Sayyid there, he would give him twice the amount that he would give to a normal person. Double for the Sayyid and one for the normal person. Why? Because he's a family member of the Prophet ﷺ. He has the blood of the Prophet ﷺ flowing through his veins. Another incident, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma came to know that there's somebody working in the house, I believe as a cleaner, who was from the offspring of the Prophet ﷺ. And when he found out, he was very upset that we've given this role to the prince of the Prophet ﷺ. And obviously, in his unique andaz, he apologized. And he mentioned that don't take such work from them. Who are we to take work like that from them? But if you cast your mind to today, people don't care. Even if you tell them it's a Sayyid, unfortunately, like they would go as far as even mocking. Whereas this is the son of the... If someone... Think about it, if someone had a son, no matter how bad that son is or that child is, he turns out to be bad in life. You know, taqdeer, it happens. Even then, the mother or father, if you say to them, your son is this, your son is that, they know he's bad. But it still disheartens them. Because it's their son at the end of the day. Now think about it, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all trace their roots back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody speaks ill of a Sayyid, and we're not saying that a Sayyid today is ma'soom in the sense that nothing wrong can be committed, it can happen, human nature. And if, Allah forbid, something wrong does occur through a Sayyid, we cover the fault. But people are quick to say, oh, he's this, he's dodgy, he's this, he's that, na'udhu billah, use all sorts of words. How do they think the Prophet ﷺ would feel at that time? So it's like the Prophet ﷺ, imagine, he's there and you say, your son is like this. Your son is like this. The Prophet ﷺ would be hurt by this because at the end of the day, it's his blessed child. And these are the things that people like Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma and through his Faiz Amir al-Sunnat, other awliya and salihin and scholars of the time teach us that everything connected to the Prophet ﷺ, that's great nisbah. Because they're connected to the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we've got our priorities wrong today, unfortunately. Look at people, how they respect a painting. They say, oh, this painting was done by so-and-so. He had a cut ear. They speak about that poet as if like it was a family member or something. And they end up paying millions and millions for that picture. What's the picture? What value does that picture have? And instead, if you spend your time learning the deen, respecting the Prophet ﷺ, showing respect to people connected to the Prophet ﷺ, serving the ulama, the sadat, the awliya. Imagine what you would attain in both worlds. So priorities are very necessary. And alhamdulillah, the more we study about Allah Hazrat and the likes, the more we will benefit, inshallah.
Definitely. This is we call ishq that Sayyidi Allah Hazrat had for Rasulullah ﷺ. And Hujjatul Islam Sayyidina Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he states the difference between ishq and muhabba. He states that someone getting inclined towards something charming is called mahabba, affection. And when this inclination grows firm, becomes strong, that is referred to ishq. So here first, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, there was mahabba, affection. When it grew stronger by defending the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it turned into ishq. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated on the authority of Hazina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah harrama 'ala al-ardi an ta'kul ajsad al-anbiya, fa nabiyullahi hayyun yurzaqu." That Allah has made it haram upon the earth to consume the bodies of the anbiya, and the Nabi of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet of Allah is alive and sustenance is being provided. And then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, there's a lot of people that say al-'iyadu billah ma'adallah, that the Prophet is dead, ma'adallah. But then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, meri chashm-e alam se chup jane wale. That by Allah, you are alive. It's only my physical eye cannot see you. But then again, there are many other proofs that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam are alive within their graves.
And then Allah says, was blessed.
Yes.
The second hajj.
Yes, when he went and he wrote that share as well, didn't
Wasuwe
he?
Lala Zahar Pirte. So he was blessed because the yearning was true. And he tried, he was begging almost the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to see you, I've seen you so many times in my dreams. Mm-hmm. Meaning this was normal, his khandan, his blessed family mentioned that we would kind of tell when Allah Zadali Rahman was blessed to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he'd wake up very, very cheerful, like more than normal. And then he would have certain things distributed, sweet dishes and things like that. So this was someone who was often blessed to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dreams.
SubhanAllah.
But he wanted it in a wakeful state. The likes of Imam Suyuti were blessed.
SubhanAllah.
The other great Aimma, Awliya, so he wanted that. He wanted a share of that. And we know how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam blessed him with this wish of his as well. And he saw the Prophet alayhi salam with his own eyes. SubhanAllah. This is how much of an ashiq and a lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was.
SubhanAllah. You know that share as well. Koi kyun puche teri baat raza, tujhse kutte hazar phirte hain. But obviously here, Amir al-Sunnat has wrote to say, Shayda Hazar Pirte out of adab for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. After being such a personality, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat refers himself to this. The amount of humbleness, I believe it was this part where he mentioned and the vision of
Rasulullah. He wrote many couplets, but this is the one that you could say led to the Qabuliyah. Because he thought to himself, this is the height of humbleness as well. Look, all these people, oh Raza, who are you? When you look at all these people who are here as beggars, kings and everyone, they want the same thing. So how do you think you're going to be singled out for this? But this is what Allah and His Rasul love. That when you show that lowliness, that brokenness, and ishq reaches this stage, subhanAllah, you are blessed.
SubhanAllah. And then that's what it is. I mean, the amount of humbleness that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, alayhi had, the amount of ilm that he possessed. I mean, the poetries, we're just mentioning certain poetry, but there are thousands of poetry that Allah has written. And in the end, he humbles himself so much to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows himself to him. SubhanAllah, this is the, you know, blessings of ishq Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what are the advantages of having love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One of the advantages is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes faith firm in the hearts of such people. Iman becomes strong. Another one is their end is good. And this is something that we all need to make dua, that our death is with afiyah. Because we know so many people passing away different ways, drowning, airplane crashes, car crashes. So we need to do dua that Allah, that we pass away with afiyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps such people through Sayyidina Jibra'il. SubhanAllah, the chief of all angels. When a person devotes his life for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he devotes his life in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam to help him. Another benefit is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them enter the paradises which will be everlasting beneath which streams flow. SubhanAllah. Such people are called the favorite bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only are their desires fulfilled, but they also get more blessings than their expectations. And the last one is the biggest glad tiding for them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets pleased with them. mean, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, what else do you want?
Allah.
And this was the way of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat as well. He devoted his entire life in serving the deen, in defending the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, this is why whenever, you know, nowadays as well, Ustaz, a lot of people are studying ahadith. Well, I wouldn't say studying, they read ahadith. There's a difference between studying and reading ahadith. Like you mentioned, that whenever Sayyidi Ala Hazrat would teach hadith, he would stand for many, many hours and teach it. This was his respect and adab. Obviously, respect and adab is a separate topic. Mm. Love and mahabba is a different topic, but they come hand in hand as well. And this is for the viewers of Madini channel as well. I know getting hold of ahadith is quite easy nowadays, social media, etc. Mm-hmm. But we need to follow the footsteps of our elders, like Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, the way he would teach it, 5 hours. Today we see on sunnah.com, we see one hadith, that's we share it, thinking we've become a muhaddith or something. But this is something which is adab and love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Studying his words, studying his statements, and actually understanding them, and then spreading them on to others as well. So, sort of last few points, inshallah, about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat.
So, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, his most distinct quality, I would say, is Ishqi Rasul. And alhamdulillah, through his nigah, through his spiritual insight and spiritual gaze, he created many ushaq. If you look at his khulafa, how much they devoted their life to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how great lovers of the Prophet alaihi wasallam they were. Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqah. You had Mufti Azam Hind from Kachocha Sharif. You had Sadr al-Afadil, Morana Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi. You have Morana Zafaruddin Bihari. So he had many khulafa who again continued that mission. And now today, again, we have many people who have that connection, that ittisal us-sanad, that chain going back to Ala Hazrat. And what they are spreading today is also love of the Prophet alayhi salam. Look at Amil al-Sunnah, he's a diehard lover of Ala Hazrat. And he's gained that blessing where people who stay in his company, they see firsthand how much he loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the barakah from the elders, clinging on to the elders as well. So if we want the same love, then we have to associate with such people. And if we don't, then it's very easy in this day and age to fall into bad company, wrong company, people who have deviant beliefs, heretical beliefs. So we pray to Allah that He gives us istiqamah and associates us with those who are true lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is our path to paradise, inshallah.
No doubt there is khas karam, mercy upon Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his style of writing, the way he attracted people towards him. Subhanallah, till today, his kalams, his poetries are recited throughout the world. You know, even if Sayyidi Ala Hazrat saw a writing of someone and he doubted a form of disrespect towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would warn them straight away. And this is what you call ishq and mahabba. So, dear viewers of Madrin channel, this is a lesson for each and every single one of us, that we need to adapt and have this characteristic of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And not only ourselves, but we need to install this within our children as well. So when they grow up, they can teach their children and so on. So then when we pass away, we have left this legacy behind of Ishqur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every single one of us true love, ishq and mahabba for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A legacy of truth, a guiding flame, love for the Prophet, his timeless aim. A legacy of truth, a guiding flame, love for the Prophet, his timeless aim. The legacy of Raza.